It's still the blood of Jesus. What a mighty, mighty, precious blood of Jesus. Our whole lives, our whole existence centers around that blood of Jesus. The perfect Lamb of God, the eternal sacrifice to cleanse us from sin. I never want to lose sight of the blood. As we gather for communion, I'd like to read a passage from Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 18. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat and drink the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned before the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment, and the rest I will set in order when I come." Now, we often look at the central portion there, where Paul speaks about what he received from the Lord about communion. But I think it's also important to look at what precedes and what follows, because this shows the basic selfish nature of mankind, and it lessens the effect of the Lord's Supper. As we gather together now for communion, let us confess our sin before the Lord. Let us confess that which would keep us away from a true recognition of this memorial. Loving Father, we are aware that we fall short of your standards. We are aware that none of us comes anywhere near what you require of us. We confess that we are selfish, that we like to put our own interests first. Father, we commit that to you, and we ask you to forgive us. and to help us. Father, give us clear minds and clear understanding of what we are about to do. Father, as we take this bread, or whatever else we have as an emblem, we hold it before you, and we say unto you, Father, this is to us the body of Jesus Christ. We are part of that body as he is part of us. Sanctify it to us, Father. And we take this cup and we say, Father, this is the blood of Jesus, representing the blood that was shed for us. Bless it and sanctify it to us, Father. And as we eat this bread and drink this cup, let us be reconciled to you afresh. Let us be cleansed. Let us be healed. Let us be drawn back closer into that relationship because of the blood of Jesus. Let us eat together. And let us drink together. And may God bless you until we meet again.